在线英语听力室 teamroom.com 欢迎您。
December the 16th, 2008. Problems in Fiji. Relations between Fiji and New Zealand are very tense at the moment. 2 years ago, Commodore Bainimarama got rid of the Prime Minister and took over the government of Fiji himself in a coup. He established martial law, which is rule by the army. New Zealand and Australia, as well as the EU, the Commonwealth, the US, and the Pacific Islands Forum, have demanded a return to democracy. Bainimarama said that Fiji would hold democratic elections in March 2009, but now he has changed his mind, saying that Fiji is not yet ready for elections. Meanwhile, Australia and New Zealand have refused visas for many Fijians. New Zealand travel sanctions affect anyone who supported the Fiji coup or is a high official in the Fiji government or anyone in the army. Sanctions also affect family members of these people. Travel visas are also refused to any sports people representing Fiji. They cannot come to New Zealand or even pass through New Zealand. New Zealand Immigration refused to renew the visa of a student studying at a New Zealand university. He is the son of a high official in Fiji. Bainimarama is furious and is threatening to expel the acting New Zealand High Commissioner. The previous New Zealand High Commissioner, Mike Green, was expelled from Fiji last year in a very unpleasant manner. Also, TV1 journalist Barbara Drever, who arrived in Fiji last night, was arrested and then deported back to New Zealand today. She found out that the reason she was on Fiji's blacklist was because of a story she wrote last April about poverty in a small town in Fiji. Fiji is a country of mixed ethnicity. The population is 0.8 million. 57% of the population are ethnic Fijians and 38% are Fijian Indians, whose families arrived after 1880 to work on the sugar plantations. At that time, Fiji was a British colony. After the 1987 coup, many Fijian Indians immigrated to New Zealand and Australia. Fiji has had four coups in these last 21 years.